Welcome to episode 507 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And we've talked a lot over the last few weeks about different types of content you might use. And a relevant question has come in, and it's about, when's the money? Show me my money, Denise. And so today I want to talk about the visibility to revenue framework. Because here's the thing, you post on LinkedIn, few people like it. Maybe somebody even leaves a comment if you're lucky. Might be one of your recruiter buddies, but somebody leaves a comment and then nothing happens. No phone call, no new client, no magic. So you wonder whether it's worth it. And I totally get that. And if you're honest, you are. And if I'm honest, you're not the only one that thinks that. Because we speak to business owners, MDs, founders every week. They've tried marketing, seen no obvious return. And so they stop. But here's the thing. The problem is rarely the marketing itself. The problem is that no one has ever showed you how to connect the dots. So we're going to fix that today. And let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well. As we move into today's episode, and it's all about visibility and results. And who knew? It's nearly the end of May. It's nearly halfway through the year. Time just speeds up, doesn't it? And that's why I would imagine most of you want to make the most that you can of the marketing that you're doing. And it can get very confusing, can't it? Because you appear to be doing all these things and like, why aren't things working? And in today's episode, we're going to walk you through something we call the visibility to revenue framework. It's a model we use to help our clients in Superfast Circle understand exactly how their marketing activity connects to clients in the door, and then eventually fees on the board. And there are three key stages that I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to cover each one. And then obviously by the end of the episode, you'll have a clear picture of where this chain works and where it tends to get broken. Now, before I do that, if you're new here, welcome. It is great to have you. And if you have not downloaded our Marketing Trends Report, it's still available. Just go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MTRS. Just imagine Marketing Trends. And it'll take you to a page. Just pop my name and email address in, and then you can download that report, which will give you lots of ideas to, as a coach that I follow calls it, expanding your brand width, which can make a huge difference to you in the current market. So, promo over, let's get back to these three stages. And stage one is visibility in the right place with the right people. Now, the first stage is obviously being seen, and before... Please do not switch off. And before anyone switches off, think this is a bit, this is more about posting every single day and pretending you enjoy it. Stay with us, because visibility does not mean what a lot of people think it does. Visibility is not about being absolutely everywhere. It's about being somewhere consistently. Remember, you are a small recruitment company. Some of you may be solos. Some of you may be, there might just be two or three of you in the company. So remember, this is not about killing yourself. This is about consistency where you are and where you can get the best bang for your buck. And it's about being in front of the right people too. And for most business owners, MDs, founders, the two channels that work the best for you will be likely be LinkedIn and email. LinkedIn puts you in front of your market in real time, builds your profile with the people who obviously would say yes to you and hire you, positions you as someone who knows their sector, and it keeps your name visible in the marketplace where most of your competitors are silent, and they still are silent. But LinkedIn alone is not enough. Not in today's market, unfortunately. Email, and I talked about email, didn't I, a few weeks ago. Email is what keeps you in the inbox of the people already in your world, the ones you've spoken to before. They've engaged with your content, maybe they've downloaded something, or simply they've been a contact of yours for absolutely a gazillion years. These people are already warm. So a well-timed, relevant email as part of a campaign, we talked about that last week, to that database is one of the most underused tools in a small recruitment business. Together, LinkedIn and email give you reach and they give you depth. One builds the audience, one deepens the relationship that you have with them. Now, here is where the chain breaks for many people. They post content, and often it's the wrong content for the wrong audience. They're posting things that feel comfortable rather than things that demonstrate the genuine expertise. And expertise currently is the currency, if you like, that gets you into conversations. What does effective visibility look like then? It looks like sharing a perspective on what's happening in the market. It looks like a salary survey. It looks like showing your ideal client that you understand their world. It looks like being consistent enough that when someone who could hire you scrolls past your name, they already know who you are and what you stand for. See, we work with a lot of specialists, a lot of niche recruiters in many of the professional services sectors, from legal, engineering, tech, finance, sales, software. And the ones who get this right are not the ones posting the most. They're the ones posting with the most relevance. And there's a significant difference when it comes to those two things. So stage one is a foundation. Without it, nothing else in this framework really works. But on its own, it's not enough. And that is where most people get stuck. They do the visibility work. They sit, like sitting on their ashram waiting, meditating for all these inbound leads to appear. And nothing obvious comes of it quickly. And so they stop. Which then brings me to stage two, which is converting that visibility into conversations. And this is really does separate the businesses that see a return from the ones that don't. And it's the most misunderstood part of the whole process. So here's the mistake. Most recruitment business owners behave as though visibility automatically leads to inbound leads. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? That would be amazing. And maybe if you're one of these influencers or you've got like 8 million followers, that is potentially is true. And it's like posting good content will cause a hiring manager obviously to pick up the phone and say, we have 3 vacancies, can you help? I wish that could happen, but sometimes this happens, but you can't build a business on sometimes, can you? So visibility warms people up. Conversations are what convert that warmth into something real. And the bridge, very logical, between the two is intentional outreach. Think about it this way. When someone's been seeing your content for a few weeks, when they know your name, when they've seen you talk about, if you're really cool and you do some videos about the exact challenges, or they've read what you've written, and you talk about the challenges they're dealing with in their sector this week, and then you reach out to them with a relevant, personalized message, the dynamic of that conversation completely shifts. It's completely different from a cold call or a cold outreach to a stranger. You're not interrupting them. It's as though for them, you're continuing a conversation they've already been having with you in their head whilst they're reading their posts. So one of our members, Steve, was committed to a consistent content strategy. When he first joined us, he'd never done content before. And within months, he'd literally secured several new clients. But the thing that struck us was what he said about the fee conversations. He said that they almost become secondary because by the time a client got on a call with him, they'd already bought into his expertise through his content. They knew his value before they'd even started talking together. Quick pause from me before we get back into it. This podcast, as you probably worked out, has no sponsors, has no ads, nobody pays us to record these episodes. And Sharon and I make it because we love this industry and we want to give something useful back to the people running small recruitment businesses. If you're getting value from this, here's the only thing I'll ask. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Sir Denise Oyston, that's Oyston with an O, hit connect and drop me a quick note and say you found me through the podcast. I read every single message and I reply personally. There's no funnel, there's no pitch, just a chance to say hello and stay in touch. So right, let's get back to that conversation. Now, this is what stage two delivers when it's working properly. Conversations where you're not having to sell yourself from scratch, because the marketing is a trendy term now. It's done the heavy lifting. It's done a lot of the work for you. It's made you present in their mind. And the practical mechanics around here include things like connection requests with personalized notes, maybe referencing something relevant, a follow-up message to people who've engaged with your content, or they've gone through one of your LinkedIn polls and they've voted, and a proactive approach to starting conversations rather than waiting for them to come to you, which they don't always do because they're busy and they get distracted just like we all do. The content gives you a reason to reach out, and that is what makes it so powerful. So stage two is active. It requires you to take what visibility is starting to build and to do something with it. And once you have those conversations, you then arrive at stage three. Now, stage three is about moving those conversations into client relationships, which is where money changes hands, which is what we want. And we want to do a good job, obviously, but at the end of the day, we do want to get paid well for the work that we do. And this is where the revenue lands, and it requires understanding something that many owners find uncomfortable. Not everyone you speak to is ready to buy today. In fact, unfortunately, approaching anywhere up to 93% of them aren't ready. And if your only move is to have a conversation, get a no and move on, you are leaving so much revenue on the table. Your pipeline is full of not yets, not nos. And people get very confused about it. The difference between the two is whether you have a system to stay in front of those people until the timing is right for them. And this is where the email side of your marketing really does earn its keep. And this is about a campaign. Remember, I talked about campaigns last week. Email blasts, forget them. They're not going to work for you. Campaigns work, but this is like a considered sequence of content that keeps you relevant and useful to the people who are already in your, I like to call it your orbit. So Karen, one of our clients, she'd built out her email strategy. She joined Superfast Circle. Yeah, I shared about her a while ago, and she had a company contact her. I'm going to say out of the blue. It's not totally out of the blue because this company was on her database, but she'd never worked with them. And they basically contacted Karen, said they'd been using another recruiter for a couple of years, but her content had been consistently useful. So Karen's profile had risen in their mind, and they wanted to have a conversation with her. They saw the value repeatedly, and that client never saw. Karen didn't have to get a pitch deck out to that client, but they approached her when everything was aligned and the timing was right. So stage three, it's your nurture system. It keeps your name in the room, even when you're not in it. It works when you're busy billing. It works at the weekend. It works while you're at a client meeting on the other side of the country, maybe the other side of the world for some of you. And crucially, when someone in your pipeline moves from not yet to yes, you are already the name they think of first. You haven't had to fight for that position. Your marketing has held it for you. So let's bring these frameworks together, because we want you to leave this podcast was something you can act on. So stage one, visibility, consistent, expert-led content, front of the right people in your market. And this is going to build awareness and authority. Think about posting on LinkedIn. I know for some of you, Instagram is the place now. And by all means, use Instagram if that's what's working for you. But use a social media, your preferred social media platform, and your email list. Stage two is about conversion. It's using that visibility as a warm platform to start intentional conversations with the people you want to work with. And stage three is nurture. It's staying in front of your pipeline. You are building a pipeline consistently through email and content so that when someone is ready to move, you are the obvious choice. And each stage feeds the next, and the whole thing runs on consistency. You don't have to be brilliant. It's not about brilliance. You do not need to be a marketing expert to make this work. You just need to do marketing. You need to show up regularly with something useful to say and have a system that follows through. Now, we understand that for a founder running a small recruitment business, that word system can feel intense. It can feel a bit heavy. You're billing, you're managing a team, you're dealing with clients and candidates every single day. The last thing you need is another project. And that's why I want to talk to you about Superfast Circle. And we've just relaunched Superfast Circle. It's been closed for a couple of months because we've literally rebuilt the program entirely. It's quite different and it's been aligned with what's happening currently in the market. It's designed for solo, micro, small SMEs. It's built around this framework and it's built about really helping expert recruiters like you leverage what they do. So it's been completely rebuilt. So if you've maybe had a conversation with us before, looked at it before and thought wasn't quite the right fit for where you were, it is definitely worth another look. There'll be a link somewhere, or there'll be, you know, our email, denise@superfastrecruitment.co.uk, sharon@superfastrecruitment.co.uk. And if you want to have a conversation, then let us know. And just so you know, we are not a done-for-you service, because as a small business, that is a huge chunk of your revenue, which you don't need to do. We provide resources and we also provide a strategy for you, because we've worked with so many recruiters over the last 18 years. And it's not about buying a course that you'll buy and never finish. We give you all the course material that you need, the strategy. It's an accelerated work with you model, where we work alongside you to make sure your marketing is moving and your pipeline is building. So if you're interested in that, then obviously get in contact with us and we can send you all the details. I think particularly if you have spoken to us before, if you're interested, and for past clients maybe who've worked with us in the past, it's a new version of a Superfast Circle. And just email us and we'll send you all the details. No need to jump on a call. You can read the details. If it's for you, then you can get in contact. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. Before we sign off, I want to share something with you. We have completely redesigned Superfast Circle. This is not a refresh. It's not a few new slides. We've rebuilt it from the ground up to be the most commercially focused program we have ever created. And you still get all the content resources, you get all the frameworks, you get all the Canva tools, and you get all the AI prompts. And everything we have built over 18 years of working with exclusively recruitment businesses. But now you also get more one-to-one time with Sharon and I directly. We are in it with you. And we back it with a guarantee. If you are in the program and you've not seen a return on your investment, we'll carry on working with you one-to-one until you do. Now, if you want the details, just email support@superfastrecruitment.co.uk. Tell us you heard this on the podcast and we'll send you all the details of what's included in the program, the investment, and all of the things that you need. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time.